This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The first civilians evacuated from the bombed-out steel plant that has become the last stronghold of Ukrainian fighters in Mariupol are slowly making their way toward safety Monday, as others who managed to escape the city describe terrifying weeks of bombardment and deprivation. More than 100 civilians, including elderly women and mothers with small children, left the sprawling rubble-strewn Azovstal steel mill on Sunday and set out in buses and ambulances for the Ukrainian-controlled city of Zaporizhia, about 140 miles or 230 kilometers to the northwest. If successful, the evacuation would represent rare progress in easing the human cost of the almost 10-week war. Ukrainian authorities claim 500,000 Ukrainians have been taken to Russia against their will. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Speaking to Greek state TV, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the remaining civilians in the Azovstal factory in the city of Mariupol are afraid to board buses because they believe they'll be taken to Russia. Ukrainian Defense Ministry spokesman Colonel Oleksandr Motuzyanik reiterated the suspicions. We have information that the people of Mariupol are forcibly deported to the territory of the Russian Federation. The United Nations has begun evacuating civilians from the factory. Zelensky said UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres assured him that those evacuated would end up in an area controlled by the government of Ukraine. We want to believe this, the Ukrainian leader said. I'm Karen Chamas.
Germany said on Monday it was prepared to back an immediate European Union embargo on Russian oil, a major shift from Moscow's biggest energy customer that could let Europe impose such a ban within days. This is VOA News. Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid on Monday slammed his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov for alleging Adolf Hitler may have had Jewish blood and summoned Moscow's ambassador for what he called clarifications. Since Russia's invasion of Ukraine on February 24th, Israel has sought to keep a delicate balance between the two sides, but remarks by Lavrov to an Italian channel sparked anger in Israel. Moscow has said it wants to demilitarize and denazify Ukraine. Lavrov, speaking to an Italian outlet, Mediaset Rete 4 channel, an interview released Sunday, claimed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, quote, puts forward an argument of what kind of Nazism can they have if he himself is Jewish. Lavrov, according to a transcript posted on the Russian Foreign Ministry website, then added, quote, I could be wrong, but Hitler also had Jewish blood. Lapid said in a statement from the foreign ministry on the grave remarks, condemned them as, quote, unforgivable and outrageous, as well as a terrible historical error. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett then denounced Lavrov's lies, and he said effectively, quote, accused the Jews themselves of the most awful crimes in history perpetrated against themselves. In the U.S., a special grand jury has been picked in Atlanta to help look into whether former President Trump and others tried to illegally influence the 2020 election in the state of Georgia. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Fulton County's top prosecutor took the unusual step of asking for a special grand jury to help an existing investigation, saying it would be able to subpoena people who otherwise refused to cooperate. Among other things, she's looking into Trump's call in early 2021 with Georgia's Secretary of State.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
As Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney started the selection process.
It's important that the grand jury be comprised of individuals who bring an open mind.
He said the 26 people picked for the grand jury would investigate and make recommendations on whether to seek a regular grand jury indictment. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Recapping our top story, the first civilians evacuated from the bombed-out steel plant that has become the last stronghold of Ukrainian fighters in Mariupol are slowly making their way toward safety Monday, as others who managed to escape the city describe terrified weeks of being bombed and deprivation. More than 100 civilians were able to leave the sprawling steel mill on Sunday and set out in buses and ambulances for another Ukrainian-controlled city. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.